This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, hi, good morning, Clickbait Nation. Oh, Clickbait Nation, that's kind of fun, but it's really like my clickbaiters. It is Tayshia here with Joe and Natasha. You guys, we have a really fun episode coming at you this morning. We are obviously talking about the Bachelor Nation breakdown, all the hottest things that's happening within our little franchise here, as well as the clickbait of the week that talks about a guy fighting his feelings for you or not. And we also have Jared coming on the podcast today. He is one of my favorite people from Bachelor Nation. Just so kind. Also has been such a hot commodity in his own. So let's just break it all down, shall we?
Let's get into it.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. All right. So first thing first, which is I'm really happy that we're starting the segment with this today. Matt has released his statement just regarding everything that has just been going on these past couple of weeks, which I feel so bad for him because I feel like it is a lot coming at him. I know the feeling of just people going 100 miles an hour with all the like the news, all the speculations, dissecting every single move you make on this show. And so I feel like I'm so happy that he was able to have some time to, just release a statement with everything that's transpired. But he has said some really, really, really inspiring words. Did you guys read all that?
Yes. Yes. I read it. If you're listening and you haven't, check out Matt James's Instagram page. He posted a statement. I think it was great. I think I liked everything he said. I think it made a lot of sense. I think it sounded very honest. I know like people are like, oh, it's about time he made a statement and yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, everybody works at their own pace. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know exactly how he feels. So let the guy breathe and do what he's got to do. At the end of the day, this is a show where you're trying to find someone that you're going to end up with, right? I mean, that's still what this show's about.
I mean, it's a show to y'all, but it's someone's real life. I don't think people are realizing that. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a lot of people's real life. Yeah.
Yes. At the end of the day, it's a TV show. I get that. There's cameras, there's mic people, all that kind of stuff. But like, it is also very real. You're finding a real love. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to find your person. So
yeah,
there's a lot coming at you as being a lead.
Yeah. I do think that there's a lot of people who are saying a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And now that everyone's kind of said their piece, it's kind of like he's the, you know, everyone's been waiting to hear from him, but you know, I think it's proper that he waited till everyone was done kind of saying their piece. And now I can speak and like, let this be the end of it. If that makes sense. Not, I don't want to say the end of it, but he said his piece and it wasn't premature. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I think he had time to digest, of course, the unfortunate thing that happened with Chris Harrison. And, you know, he had time to digest Rachel's apology and all these different things. He's had time to really digest it. And so the apology seemed very sincere. You know, he addressed Rachel Lindsay and Rachel, you know, she had time to reiterate and say how she was feeling, so many things. So it's very important that I think he took that time for himself. And I, when reading it, I was like, you know, good for him for acknowledging. And that's all people really want, is for him to acknowledge what's happening, but also him acknowledging and saying, these have been the toughest weeks of my life. I can imagine that. He put his heart out on the line and then all of this happened during. Wow.
I mean, he did say, like, the reality is I'm learning about these situations in real time. And it has been devastating and heartbreaking, to put it bluntly. And I've been in that situation to where, like, let's just say who you stop filming, you're kind of like in this alternate world of like so much just happened to you. You right? can't talk about it with anybody. Mm-hmm. It is now airing on television. There's still so much to be seen and so much to be heard. There's so much more that goes on behind the scenes. And then you're learning more information about these people that you just like spent a really intimate, you know, past couple of months mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. It is a lot to take on. So
mm-hmm. And that's my question for you, Tayshia, as our bachelorette. In real time, when you're watching the show back, that's like, I remember when we were doing this podcast, that was enough anxiety for you,
right?
Just watching it and reliving those feelings. So it's like, yeah. he has to, you know, it's like, I'm sure that was hard, right? And it's he has to relive those feelings and now hear all of this madness that's happening as well. So can you kind of speak to what it is looking at this show in real time without all the madness of the outside world and mm-hmm. reliving those feelings?
Well, I mean, it's number one, taking care of your own, like, again, your own mental health and like your own self, mm-hmm. Because like you just went through this entire experience that you're still trying to like process. Mm-hmm. Also juggling a relationship or not juggling a relationship and going through that, whether it didn't work out for you, okay. Whether it did work out for you, you're trying to keep that healthy and alive. Mm-hmm. And then every single week, it's such an amazing feeling, like having so many fans and supporters, but also there, you know, is like the critical aspect of people like, you know, analyzing your every single move. But the energy, and I talked about this previously, like the energy you receive on a Monday night when that show is live, it is insane. Like there's just so much coming at you. So it's just a lot to process. And then on top of all of that, all these real life situations are coming at him about such intense topics that really hit the heart in a different way and that directly do involve him. You know what I mean? So it's just, he's human. We're all human. There's only so much a person can take on and process. And this is why I say, when people say like, why haven't you said anything yet? Like, hold on a second. Can I just breathe for a second? Like, mm-hmm. this is not the only thing going on in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it does affect me in a lot of, you don't know how it's affecting somebody. You never mm-hmm. know. And so it might take somebody a little bit longer. And for me, I know it takes me a second to kind of like really analyze how I'm feeling. And that doesn't happen within 10, 15 minutes or however you want it to happen. That mm-hmm. may take me a couple of days.
Do you guys ever wonder, I guess I was with a friend over the weekend and I had mentioned, I'm like, yeah, this, you know, the Chris Harrison, everything that's going on with him, it's so big. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, really? You didn't see this? He's like, I'm like, it's like the biggest thing going on. He's like, maybe in your world. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't watch, I don't pay attention to any of this. I don't even have social media. Mm-hmm. But you ever like wonder like, why do people care so much? I'm not talking about why do people care about racial injustice or anything like that, but why do people care so much about, you know, our show, reality TV, watching people fall in love, like, and then like becoming so critical on every move the lead makes or anyone from the show makes? It's like,
well, I think it's pop culture. You know, The Bachelor is pop culture, whether we want it to be or not, it's a part of pop culture. Tayshia runs naked through somewhere, people are going to be like, The Bachelorette just did, like, it's a thing. Like, you know, like, it, there's so many people that have watched this show, they've built this franchise. So that's what I think. Now,
so wait, I'm going to stop you right there real quick. Do you think Bachelor's part of pop culture or just reality TV in general? Is just,
I think reality TV in general, but The Bachelor being one of the more popular, you know, one of the most watched or, you know, and longest running or longer running reality shows.
Before I went on the show, if I saw anybody that I noticed from The Bachelor, I would have never looked twice.
I'd have to agree with you. That aspect, like, I never used to watch a show prior to, like, I remember all my girlfriends in high school. I went to an all girls high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. They had like a big thing, like watching Bachelor on Monday nights. And like, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not into that. But I also think it's a lot of people get into this show because like their mom's watching it or like mm-hmm. their best friends are watching it. It's a very influential. Like it's
a community
show. Yeah. So my parents never used to watch reality television. Like we would watch like a movie, like growing up, like that was like what we would do to end the night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Watch a show or a movie. So mm-hmm. it's probably just like how, I don't know, you were brought up, what was in the home.
Here's mm-hmm. my question, Joe. If you saw a Kardashian walking down Michigan Avenue, wouldn't you look twice?
Of course, but they're bigger than reality TV.
Well, but to
that's
me,
how I started.
But to me, they're reality stars. To me, they're reality stars. To you, they're probably reality stars. Well, I'm just saying there are people who look at you probably that way. You know, there are people, you know, so that's just, you know, that's what I'm saying with that.
Yeah, I think people when they see me, I think we should move on. But people when they see me, they definitely, it's like,
they take pictures
Kim Kardashian,
of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're like, oh my God, is that Joe? Is that the grocer?
All right. Enough. Let's go to the next one.
Speaking about like people just like really dissecting into every move of reality television people. Like I think this next clickbait is actually very interesting. But Matt James' body language has been analyzed quite a bit also regarding his final four people. And people are saying that his body language is giving everything away as to who he's going to choose, who he really is into, who he's not. And I think this is so interesting too, because
again, I love it.
I've been on the other side and I'm like, I think if I was crossing my legs, it wasn't because like I wasn't into this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm so into this clickbait, Tayshia, because I was like, oh, look at the body language. Look at that. No,
really? See, I'm with Tayshia on this, but go ahead. I want to hear.
Like, this is just so funny how people are like really looking into like how big his eyes are. Like the diameter is being analyzed at this point.
And the crazy thing is for me, it's less about, at least when I watch the show, it's less about analyzing him and more so analyzing the women. Like she feels secure. She doesn't. She's not into him at all. Like I told you, that whole the date he had with Serena, where they did the whole tantric thing, she was dripping in I'm so uncomfortable. And he was like, this is pretty great, right? This is great. Love this. And so it's the same thing. It's like she engaged. It seems like she engages so much just to give him those breadcrumbs to like be coming back, if that makes sense. And then, you know, we see this week what happens with them. But I was watching and I'm just like, I love that people are analyzing this because it's different. It is different. And some people just can't hide that. Some people have a better poker face. I think Tayshia she played it off a lot better, in my opinion.
Really?
You did.
I was genuinely into these people, but this is funny to.
But with Zach, it was different. And I always felt that way. It was just different, but you played it really well. Like you're just an engaging person, right? Like, so you engaged all these people. Whereas, you know, Matt.
Well, it's also Matt. It's his first time being on reality TV. Mm-hmm. So you're probably seeing him at his rawest, because Tayshia, she was on the show prior.
Right.
So she kind of knows a little bit of the game and knows how she wants to portray herself. Whereas Matt,
Portray myself?
Yes. You don't think so? Here.
No, I don't think so, actually.
If I went on the show, right? Mm-hmm. If I went back on the show and I was sitting in front of the camera, I'm going to be aware of that, is what I'm saying. So I know, like, I'm not going to slouch. I'm going to sit up. I'm going to be more into the convert. I'm going to be paying attention more because I know that I'm being filmed right now.
Well, that's maybe that's you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All
right,
fine.
I'm going to tell you right now. I did slouch. And half the time,
You did not slouch. You're full of shit. I never saw you slouch.
Have you ever thought about my dress being too tight that I couldn't freaking breathe? If I were slouch, it would have popped.
And here's the thing. I think you, by having a dress that was too tight and you couldn't breathe, you still knew how to handle that.
All I'm trying to say right here is that I wasn't trying to portray I was being myself very much so. Was I more comfortable in front of the cameras because I've done this before? Probably so. But also, this is just for me. Maybe not everybody else is like this. I actually could care less. It was very awkward making out, but after a couple of them, you get used to it. But I was also really trying to find my person. I'm going to be exactly me. Like, I was a jerk.
But that's,
like,
that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm
Want myself to be portrayed.
Yes, how
I
you
just
want,
don't like that word, okay?
But how you want yourself to, how you want yourself to come off.
Okay, so I
that's not that's not you, that's not you not being yourself. I'm not saying you are out there acting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying you want to portray the best version of yourself, do you not?
I do that on a daily freaking basis.
Hmm?
I do that on a daily basis.
Okay, so here's my question. Yeah, Tayshia, were you in your mind, take yourself back, were you trying to be aware of your body language in your mind?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Now, let's take Matt. You know,
maybe if I was into somebody, I would kind of like lean in a little bit more, but that was just for me because that's like how I flirt. I don't know.
Right. So,
yeah, let's get it off me. Let's go back to Matt. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
But you know how everyone was talking about his eyes being open when he kissed, right? Like everyone talked about that. So like if he was on The Bachelorette and he was kissing The Bachelorette like that, people probably would have reamed him for that, said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then him as The Bachelor, he's my name, close your eyes. You know what I mean? Like he might be more aware of it. Like, so I get what you're saying, Joe, where it's like he hasn't been on TV, so he doesn't even know the little things of like even
he's
myself.
Doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my point. My point isn't that he's not, that like you weren't genuine or you weren't being yourself. You just have done this before. So you're not going to make like me for, I'll use myself. Like I'm not going to go on there and make some of the mistakes that I had made the first time as far as like, you know, just like slouching, for example.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
you're aware of it.
Yeah. I'm just aware of those little things.
I mean, so like,
I mean, that's
you.
My point.
I got you. But yeah, definitely, I will say, like, with him never having been on television before, he really is just, I love how you said, like, being in his rawest form. Like, this is probably how he really does date people and touch people and show he's into people and all of the above.
Oh, really? You know what I mean? See, I don't know about that either.
Oh, okay.
Look at Joe. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, hey, come on. Let's go, Tayshia.
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. Two. I love you, but I ain't got to like you right now.
That's fine.
Name that movie.
Listen, we should be able to disagree on a lot of topics.
I mean, 100%, which is why I love you, because I can do this with you. I love giving you shit.
All right, we should move. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Well, okay, so this, y'all gonna leave me hanging for this round too. Okay, that's all right.
We'll talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. Next week.
Okay,
next
anyway.
Same by the bell.
I don't even know if we even got into this, but all in all, I think Matt's body language has been very telling as to who he's actually really comfortable with. And I feel like all signs are kind of pointing more so to like Bree and Rachel, if you're asking for my personal opinion.
I think the comfortable aspect with Michelle is like, that's attractive to me. Personally.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like them together. Again, kind of going into this, I don't know, portraying ourselves in, you know, the best light, not because we're acting, but
being aware,
being aware. I actually think that this next clickbait is really, really funny because how we've been talking about people analyzing every single move we make and body language and whatnot. There is now people saying that The Bachelor is the fastest growing professional sport in America. And this is comical to me because it might be true for some people, as we have noticed, like some people go on the show to like, you know, advance themselves in their career or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, like, this podcast, Game of Roses, has basically created a game for us that, or like an algorithm that if we do these certain things, we can advance ourselves and get to a certain part. But I mean, they give us points for like pulling a PTC, which is a personal tragedy card, or analyzing our haiju. Is it huju or a huju, which is a hug jump. Mm-hmm. Which basically gives us more points to see, like, you know, if the person's going to be into us, if we're going to make it really far, all that kind of stuff. I don't really know. This is weird to me. I don't think too much about it. I don't think it's a game.
I agree. I think it's
intriguing.
I think it's all bullshit.
Well, when I was reading this clickbait, I was thinking, like, as someone who was on the show, if I actually thought like this, then I would, it would not be about my connection with this person, which
exactly
I, we are going to hope that that's what really takes you far and not hitting these points that they're saying that you should hit. And if you really thought about it, like, cause this is complete competition is the way that this is, it sounds like they're talking about it. And I went in with complete connection. Just that is my driving force. Now, did some people go in with strategy, strategy, strategy? Sure. And does that possibly make them go far? Maybe on The Bachelor, it seems like more than The Bachelorette, because women just sniff out that type of stuff, I think, better than men do, you know? True. It's just my opinion. Joe, you can come at me on that later.
I was just going to say, Joe.
Oh, I got something to say. I'm just waiting. Yeah. I'm listening. Yeah,
of course you do, boo-boo. Of course you do.
It's detrimental, I think, to the process, to the real process. If you're really looking for someone, if you are going into this being like, this is a competition, I'm taking these bitches down, this is what it is, this is what it is. It's like, no, my whole focus was, do I feel connected to this human?
Thank you. Every time
we get a time together, do I feel more connected? And if I don't, then I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about these other chicks. I'm worried about our connection. You know, right? Yeah. So, Joe, what were you going to
say? Okay. All right, here's just the bottom fucking line. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the bottom line. Okay.
Okay.
People that go far on the show, people that that do well, in my opinion.
And going far meaning top four.
Let's go top five, right? People that go further on the show are usually people that A, the lead is attracted to, B, the lead actually sees a future with. Mm-hmm. In turn, those contestants, I'm going to call them contestants because that's what they are, I guess, whatever, that's what I'm calling them.
Yeah.
They go far by, for those two reasons, and then also being as honest as they could be about their feelings. And the producers and the show, they watch that and they see, oh, I believe this person. I think this person's being real. And usually those are the people that always make it towards the end. Anybody else playing the game of, I'm going to play this card, the victim card, whatever card you're going to play, sure. Is it going to get aired? Most likely, because guess what? It still is entertainment and you need to find things that are entertaining. But those people always fade out and then you always hear them say it wasn't fair, yada, yada, yada. It's always the same fucking story. The people that go far is who the person who is the lead is into. That's it.
They're also probably taking out the love.
They are at this point. It's like they're giving me points and saying that, like, I'm going to be with this person if I have a good hoojoo. I'm sorry.
Wrong. And they take it and they're taking out the love because they probably think it's so ridiculous to actually find love on TV.
Not possible.
Guess what? It is possible because Tayshia, Zach, hey, what's up? And there's so many others, right?
Oh, very much so.
And we have Jared coming up too.
Obsessed with my fiance and I found him on the show.
Yeah. And we have Jared coming on and he's with his boo.
Anyway, moving on. I would say that...
Sum it up for us, baby.
People that... Well, I kind of lost my train of thought. I'm not going to lie. People in the top five, there is an actual connection. The person, yes, even if you do spill your heart out and have like this quote unquote tragic story, you know, that can actually bond somebody with you. It's so much deeper than all of this kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't like these people. I don't like this.
Let's move on to the clickbait of the week, shall we?
Yes. Joe
is not happy.
Hi. So clickbait of the week. That was great, but let's get into some juicy stuff right now. The clickbait of the week, five signs he's fighting his feelings for you. I want to get into each of these, and I want to know what you guys think about this, because maybe it has some truth to it, maybe it doesn't. He's jealous is the first thing. If he acts jealous, then he is fighting his feelings for you. What do you guys think about that first one? Jealousy. Joe, Tayshia.
So what are you saying? If he is jealous, he's fighting his feelings, right?
If he acts jealous, then he's fighting his feelings for someone.
Okay.
Clearly, he's not trying to be with you. But then you say, oh my gosh, I met this great guy. And they're like, fuck that guy. He's, you know, a loser.
Well, I think here's the thing. If he's jealous, no guy wants to show that they're being jealous. No guy wants to admit that. You want to come across like you don't care. Because it's a better look for you. Jealousy is never a good trait. It's just not. And we all have it. There's a part of us that do get jealous. I admit it. There's times in a relationship, of course, you're going to get a little jealous. I mean, it's just part of it. It's how you handle it. And people that handle it by putting down other people, that's like the lamest thing you could do, in my opinion.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that's something that girls like kind of find attractive at like a younger age. Like when you're like in like your 20s, like, oh my God, he's like, he's such a bad boy. He's so hot. He's like so cool.
He loves me so much.
Yeah. But like me right now, like I don't find that attractive in any way, shape or form. And I would just be like, okay. And I'd turn away and like walk away. So,
okay, I mean, Tayshia.
You know what I mean? I just don't, I'm not into that kind of like talk. I like a secure human being that doesn't need to talk about other men.
Okay. So Tayshia, bringing that up, let's go to the next one. He looks at you a certain way. So he may not say, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. I love you. Oh my God. You know, he may not be so vocal with his feelings, but you see.
Oh my God. I love eyes. I love connection in that regard. I think that's so, it's like intimacy on a different level. You know what I mean?
But is it frustrating if they're giving you eyes and not saying anything? Is that frustrating?
Yes.
What do you mean? Giving you eyes and he's not saying anything? Are you just like into each other at the moment, or is he looking at you out of like, oh my God, like, what is she thinking?
Joe, let me tell you, you have definitely seen a girl at a bar. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're drinking, you're staring at this girl, giving her the eyes that like, yeah, I'm into you. Like I see you
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you always go up and talk to them or not?
Like you're too cool and you stay with your group of friends. Called your ass out.
No.
Why are you getting so defensive?
Okay. Well, it depends. It depends on the situation. It depends who she's with.
Because you're fighting your feelings.
Nobody wants to walk up and be vulnerable and hit on someone and get shut down, not only just in front of her, but you're also getting shut down now in front of all her friends.
Right. So and it's like the moment you look at her, you catch him staring and then he turns away immediately.
Yeah, I've done that.
Why spill the tea? I'm taking.
First of all, girls do it too. You guys have never done that.
We gonna get to the girls later. We want to know why men do it. We want to know why men do it.
What? What happened?
We want to know why men do it.
Because
why'd you call me out?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
So rude.
Because you instantly get like. I think it's that fear of rejection. Everybody fears rejection. So as soon as that eye contact is made, you're like, ooh, but then there's the other, you know, your other thought that's like, what if she turns me down and I look like an idiot? I shouldn't do that.
I mean, I agree. Guys definitely get self-conscious in that regard. But I honestly think that confidence is so sexy. Just like, own it. But then what if you walked up and she actually had a boyfriend and like, that sucks. But like also at the same time, okay, cool. She's not available.
Is she worth shooting the shot? That's the question you got. Yeah.
That you got to figure that out. And that's what
do you want to take her home before COVID?
And that's why you shoot more than just one shot.
Talk to her, Natasha. Why do we got to go home so quickly? What if I?
Because we're talking about Joe here. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, you know, fair.
you gotta save yourself. Okay, next.
Okay, he listens to you. He remembers every single little detail that you told him, and he's eager to learn more about you, but he's not sure if he can shoot a shot. So he remembers these things like, I remember you like tulips and I was just walking down the street and I bought you some there.
I've experienced this.
Tell me.
Having someone remember like the littlest things that you said, like in even the conversation and then I'm bringing it up, but literally never being able to vocalize like, yeah, I'm actually really into you. Blah, blah, blah. So that's happened before. And so at that point, it's just like, me personally, I don't like pulling things out of somebody all the time.
For me, I try to approach any situation, especially, you know, if I'm approaching a girl who I might be into or if I'm dating a girl, just to try to be as honest as you can about how you feel in that moment. That usually, if you're honest, you usually can't get in too much trouble from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree with like playing those games of like, yeah, oh, I remember when you said this. Look at me. I remember. I'm so special. It's like, all right, what the fuck do you want? Do you like me or not?
Oh, right? You're like playing games at that point. Like clearly you remember little things. Like clearly you're like interested. Clearly like, going out of your way to make sure she realizes that you know the little things. So like just own it. Own it.
Okay. So
let's do one more. Why don't we do one more before we get Jared? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, before we get Jared on, I'll tell you what the last two are. It's he sometimes avoids you and he is protective. So I'll let you guys go in on whichever two you think. But also, my biggest question that I want to ask is, do we care if someone's fighting their feelings? Do we lean into that, or are we just like, well, you clearly got something going on? And if you're fighting your feelings for me, I don't want you. What do you guys think?
To me, I find that like a maturity and an age thing. Like, own your shit. Like, if you're into me, you're into me. If you're not, you're not. Like, I'll find somebody else that's willing to vocalize that and be there for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also think it's important with all these. It's trying to do it's everything in moderation. It's not mm-hmm. being too much. Like, no girl wants a guy that's too protective. But I think a lot of women want a guy that is a little protective. I think every woman wants a guy that, in a sense, does get a little jealous at times. And I think vice versa. I just think it's everything in moderation. It's not going over the top.
And to wrap this up, Joe, yes, women fight their feelings as well. It may come out differently than men do, but I think women fight their feelings as well. And I think for myself personally, that's why, I've said this before, going on the show was so difficult because I'm so used to men being the aggressors. So I don't really ever feel like if I like someone or if I think someone's hot or whatever, I feel like they should reciprocate that by saying, hey, ha, ha, ha. And if that makes sense. So is it fighting feelings, or is it that I think I'm a little more traditional and I think the guy should be the one to come up to the girl and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. That's what I prefer.
Yeah. It's what you prefer. But I think, And I know women fight their feelings too. Trust me.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
But you know what? It's that time, everybody. I hope you guys are ready for our guest. This guy is my friend. He's one of the popular people from Bachelor Nation. Please welcome Mr. Jared Haben. Jared, what's up, man? How you doing?
Joe, how you doing? What a great introduction. One of the popular people. You know, I've never been described as popular. I was always like the kid that just like coasted by in high school. So
yeah, but that's probably why people love you.
Okay, so let's call mm-hmm. you out right now. You are one of the popular people from Bachelor Nation, right? You are. If you want to not admit it and you want to be humble, that's sure. But
I feel
agree
like people,
or disagree?
I agree, but I feel like I'm also popular because I'm married to someone who's very popular in the franchise. Like Ashley, everybody loves Ashley because she's just the most transparent, just like, emotional person you'll ever meet in your entire life. And I got lucky that she put up with my stupidity for quite some time and decided to marry me.
Can we talk about that stupidity for a second?
Oh, yeah. Natasha, by the way, I don't know if we've ever met.
We have not. So
it's
hello.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you as well. We were doing a clickbait article about men fighting their feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of perfect because were you doing that for a little bit with our girl Ashley?
I mean, as Joe can attest, the thing about men is that we're pretty stupid.
Oh, and so, Joe would never admit that.
I don't agree with what he said. I don't agree with it. Go ahead, Jared.
I think, as a man, I'm pretty stupid. But I understand where Joe's coming from. But I just think for quite a while, I think, as you guys all know, getting thrown into this bachelor bubble, you just become so overwhelmed and confused and not sure like what to do or not what to believe, but like, all right, well, what's heightened, what's not heightened. And so that really threw me for a loop. And then Ashley, obviously being on the show, she thrives in those environments. And she she was solely focused on me to say mm-hmm. I wasn't intimidated would be a lie. And so mm-hmm. I think for a while, I was like, well, Ashley's just not the person for me. And then we hung out more and more, and I got to see her on the East Coast, and we watched, Giants games together. That's an Eli Manning poster. Ashley's, her dad's a diehard Giants fan. So we watched Sunday football. I would watch the Patriots, she would watch the Giants. And I just got to really hang out with Ash and we just formed this bond. But of course, like, I think for a while it was like, yeah, you know, we're great friends, but like, there's no way I could end up with Ashley. She's so completely different than anything I ever thought I'd end up being with. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have been further than the truth. And luckily I got a glimpse into my life without Ashley, and you know, that kicked my ass into gear into saying like, either I do something about, you know, about this, or I just continue like living this lie of being like, I'm fine. Like I'll be good. So mm-hmm.
I think that is what's great about the show. I think that's the true meaning of the show, is mm-hmm. ending up with somebody that you would have never ended mm-hmm. up with, and finding like in actually falling in love. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier too, Jared. Why do you think people get popped really last in like whatever in Bachelor franchise? Because that's kind of what it is now. Like, why do names stick around? Why are people still relevant? Like, be honest.
I am being honest. I wish I had the answer. I mean, a lot of it I find is luck. I talk a lot about this with Tanner, because we're very close with Tanner and Jade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tanner and I constantly talk about, like, how do people still even care what we're doing? Like, I just
said that.
You know, we're very lucky. Like I feel extremely grateful for anybody who follows us on Instagram or is invested in mine and Ashley's love story. Mm-hmm. It's very humbling and endearing. I don't know exactly how it happened. It just like happened. I don't know why some people are quote unquote more popular. I just feel like, I mean, I can understand someone like, again, you know, I guess I'll just use Ash as an example, because, you know, I live with her. She, like, I find that people who watch the show are really drawn to people who are completely themselves.
Right.
I think authenticity, people really just love, because they see themselves in you. Mm-hmm. And so I guess maybe that's the reason why. I don't really know.
I was just going to say that. That's probably why, like, you don't really relate to, like, a relationship in a movie, because it's like you actually see yourselves maybe in your guys' relationship, like Ashley and yourself. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're more relatable, like your little quirks or the things that you do on date night, like someone can relate to you, like, oh my god, we do that too. So that's probably mm-hmm. why people kind of invest in you guys a little bit more than.
So Jared, what's the plan? Like, what's the plan for you? Because like you said, you don't want to be in California, you want to move back to Rhode Island. Like, what's next?
You know, Joe, I'm not a plan type of guy. Just tying a seat in my pants. No, Ash and I always talk about plans, because we agree with you. Like, first of all, going on the show, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that we would gain an Instagram following. Because I was on the show back in 2015, and I remember thinking, man, if I get 10,000 followers from this, that's insane. Like, that's crazy. I didn't even have Instagram before I went on the show. Mm-hmm. The girl who signed me up for the show, when I came back, she's like, you need to create an Instagram and you need to create a Twitter. We all kind of like stumbled into this new business. You know, I was working in restaurants my entire life, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. making, you know, a decent wage, but nothing like I ever dreamed I could make. And so the long-term plan for Ash and I'm actually going to school right now. I never finished my bachelor's again, like an idiot. And
no, congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you, Natasha.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I only have 5 classes left, so I'm taking 4 right now. And God, I realized how much I did not miss homework. It's the worst. I would love, my dream would to own and operate my own restaurant. I worked in the hospitality industry for about 12 years. You know, I started off busing and hosting and then worked my way up to management. And so I love the restaurant industry. It's going through a difficult time right now. Joe, I know you love the same industry. Mm-hmm. And so to own and operate my own bar or restaurant in Rhode Island would be somewhat of a dream come true.
In Rhode Island?
Oh, Rhode Island. Yeah.
Okay, what kind of food? What are you going to have?
Well, all right. So my ideal scenario would be, I'd love to own a coffee shop / martini bar, because I love those vibes, like that Mediterranean vibe with vineyards and very dim lighting and intimate and couch and chairs you know, that specializes in martinis, espresso martinis, or like s'mores martinis.
And you were, and just so our listeners know, you were a bartender for a while too, right? Like, you know how to make cocktails. Okay,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could call me a mixologist if you'd like.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, you have really to get a license
is,
for that,
This
right?
guy really is Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
But without the flair, okay. I drop bottles left and right. So I would love to do that and then have small pickies like pizzas. I make a pizza that Ashley loves. So, like, whether it be pizzas or sliders, small, like, I'd really love it to be that kind of vibe where it's not based around the food, but like really good menu with like 5 or 6 items, really good food, great martinis, but also a place like you could come during the day, open up a laptop, grab a coffee. That would be my ideal place. Maybe a sports bar. I'm being a huge, New England Boston sports fan.
Good luck with that.
I can see you doing that, actually.
Good luck with New England.
I know. Well, honestly, hey, New England's always looking for the next sports bar. we'll see.
That's great. That's really great. Thank you. I have a question about you and Ashley again. So you guys went through your ups and downs, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that, clearly she did all these different things to hold on and she had this vision of you guys being together and she saw it, you didn't see it, and sometimes that happens for the guy where the guy sees it and the girl doesn't see it and it goes both ways, right? Do you think from your experience it worked out, but the percentage of that is so small for other people. Like, what would your advice be for someone who is possibly holding on to a person or a relationship that isn't working right now with COVID? That is, I know we've kind of switched here, but that's what I
know. You're 100% right. A lot of people ask, they always come up to Ash and I, before COVID, obviously, would ask us, like, how do you get out of the friend zone? Like, I'm in love with someone who is not in love with me. How do I convince them? And it's always like, you can't convince anybody, really. It's just like, it's so bad for me to say, but Ash and I just got, I got lucky. I got super lucky that by the time I smartened up, Ash was still willing to pursue a relationship with me. And really, it worked out for the better because I think our relationship is so strong because of the friendship that we had prior to dating. I think for anybody listening out there, it's really, as hard as it is, you got to be willing to let them go. I feel like a lot of people are very scared of losing that person, so they're not really doing the things that need to be done in order to find out if there is a relationship that is to be had here. And so they, like, a lot of people, when we tell this to people, like, hey, you gotta be willing to let them go, you have to kind of give them an ultimatum, and they're like, well, if that happens, they'll run away. And it's like, yeah, that's the point. I know it sucks and I know it's really hard, but you have to be willing to lose that person to find out if they're willing to fight for you or if they're willing to move on, and then that will give you your answer.
Oh, that's like that classic quote. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back, then it's yours. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I always knew, but I just, I'm so stubborn in my ways that, my willingness to like step out my comfort zone was something that I just didn't want to do. And you guys know, like, with anybody who has like this idea of who you are in your head and you're like, no, I promise you, I'm way worse than that. Like, I promise you, I'm not the person that you think I am. There's always that hesitation of kind of opening up the curtain and giving them a glimpse of like, your faults. And I think that definitely played in with Ash as well, where Ash is like, you're perfect. And I'm like, I swear to God, I am not. Like, I promise you, you're going to find out. And she has found out. I think we were both those people who were unwilling to let the other one go. So we had like this awkward friendship for so long before, finally she started dating someone else seriously. And I was like, oh,
you got
no.
jealous.
What did
Jared
I do?
Got jealous.
That was one of our things on our list. Huh? Getting jealous, fighting the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is going to be a stupid question because I know you both, okay. But do you want to have kids?
Yes.
Okay.
We are actually, we're in the trying phase.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. So do you guys think that you'll wait until like you move, or do you think like if you, started having a family here in LA?
I think we're probably going to move this year. Okay. We're going to just kind of, we're going to try and then let the shits fall where they may. Because as we've been told, like, it could, who knows how long it
takes some time. Yeah.
But well, she could
when did the trying phase start?
Yeah, like, she could be pregnant right now. Like,
yeah, how long you guys been trying?
She could be pregnant right now.
We're trying to get some. We got clickbait.
Drop
here.
The tea.
We got clickbait.
Spill it.
Ashley, I be pregnant, I mean, right now.
She hasn't taken a pregnancy test, if that's what you're asking. But I guess, like, technically speaking, she could be. But
nice.
But, no, we've been trying for I think like three or four months now. I think this is going to be the fourth month that we've like actually tried. She wears like. She has her watch. I don't know. It like tells her when she's ovulating. She's like good at like this day, that day, this day, that day, this day. It's like, all right, yeah, you just tell me when.
By the way, it's been 4 months. She's definitely pregnant. I'm just telling you. She's pregnant. I feel it.
No, she's not. I don't think so. I feel like it'll happen soon, definitely before summer. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Do you guys want a boy or a girl first? Or whatever God gives you.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'd love to have both a boy and a girl. Now twins? Having a girl dog, this is weird, but like now I want a girl. I really want a girl because just like having a girl dog, like she's so dainty and delicate.
What
it's like daddy's little girl. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want this in a human.
That's cute, actually, though.
The girls are the dads.
I can't, like, I think guys having a daughter is such a game changer for them. They can become such a mush, and you see like a totally different side to men. So that's exciting. Yeah. I can't wait for you to be a girl dad.
Yeah.
They'll get whatever they want.
Yeah. Jared, we could keep you on here forever, but I think it's that time we're gonna cut you loose, let you go. Jared, tell our listeners where they could follow you, even though I'm sure they know.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jared Haben. Also, I host a podcast with another Bachelor alum, Deanie Babies. We host a podcast called Help I Suck at Dating, which of course you can get anywhere you are listening to this current podcast. And then that's really it.
Great.
Amazing.
Jared, thanks so having nice having
thanks,
you.
Jared. So much.
Tell Ashley we say hello. Send my love.
I will. Please tell Zach I said hi, even though I have never formally met him. I'm excited to meet him one day.
Honestly, I feel like you guys would really hit it off. So we definitely need to make that happen.
Yeah, he's a New York guy, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, East Coast guy. I already like him.
You guys, today was such a fun episode. I really liked diving in deep with y'all. Natasha, my co-host, you were just amazing. And Joe, you're cool too. Anyway, Joe, I love you.
You guys heard it. We on four rounds. We're going 12, so stay tuned next week.
Anyway, you guys, it was such a fun podcast, but thank you so much, Jared, for joining us today and just being real as per usual.
Yes.
And thank you to our listeners, and make sure to check us out on social and like, comment, DM us. You know where to find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Share your stories with us. We want to know what you think. We want to know what you think, what's going on in Bachelor Nation right now.
And if you haven't subscribed yet, hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you guys are listening right now. We love you. We're out.